Israeli Prime Minister Sharon this week declared the Jewish settlements in Gaza a closed military zone, meaning only residents can enter without permits. Israeli officials said this move is designed to prevent an influx of protesters vowing to resist Israel's withdrawal from Gaza, which begins next month. While some settlers in Gaza insist the pullback won't happen, others are preparing to leave their homes. NPR's Linda Gradstein visited three settlements in Gaza and filed this report.
The closure on the Jewish settlements in Gaza rocketed Avi Farhan back to 1982, when he was the mayor of the Jewish settlement of Yamit, evacuated by Israel as part of the peace treaty with Egypt. Farhan refused to leave his home in April of that year, and Israeli soldiers came to evict him and his family.
The soldiers saw my three daughters there, who were 12, 10, and 7. It was a very, very different thing for the soldiers to see children standing there in their own home, and to be given the order to move those children was very difficult for them.
Farhan said the soldiers refused to obey the order, and in the end, the commander himself was forced to carry out the eviction. Today, Farhan's daughters, two of whom live with him in the Gaza settlement of Alay Sinai, have children who were their age during the evacuation of Yamit. Farhan, now in his mid-50s, has built a house on the beach in the northern Gaza Strip. He says he can't believe the government plans to evict him again. He's made no preparations to leave and says he doesn't intend to. And he hopes that a mass refusal by Israeli police and soldiers will make the Gaza pullout impossible. On the surface, life in the Jewish settlements in Gaza looks normal. A luncheonette in the largest Jewish settlement of Neve Dekalim is crowded with patrons, some locals and some with army permits who have come to Gaza to show solidarity. American-born Rachel Saperstein has just published a book about the difficulties of life in Gaza. She moved here 8 years ago from Jerusalem to help settle part of what she describes as the land of Israel. Her husband was wounded in a terrorist attack a few years ago. Like Farhan, Saperstein, too, believes the withdrawal will somehow be canceled.
There is a huge amount of anxiety. There's a terrible sense of depression. It breaks my heart to see men, Israeli men, who put their lives on the line for Israel, and to see them crying.
In the settlement of Gan Eital, Asaf and Bracha Assis have already begun dismantling their greenhouses, where they grow geraniums for export. They've already applied for government compensation and have been given an empty plot of land outside the nearby town of Ashkelon to build new greenhouses. Bracha and Asaf moved to Gan Eital 21 years ago. They've raised their four children here, and she says it's hard to leave.
It is an end of a period of my young life. And then the other thing will be another thing, and it will be very different.
Asaf shakes his head sadly at his wife's words. He doesn't want to talk or even think about the future. And like many here in Gaza, just a month before the withdrawal is set to begin, he still hopes God will intervene to stop it. At the same time, he says, he hopes to start building his new greenhouses outside Gaza next week. Linda Gradstein, NPR News.